I'm always wanting. I always walk around, you know, I want that. You know what? I really want that. I look at a car and I want that car. The problem for me as an alcoholic, when I want that car, that means that what I have is crap and that car is symbolic of success. So if I don't have that car, then again, I'm not measuring up. And I want that house. And the problem for me is when I want that house, then I'm looking at everybody's house and you tell me, oh yeah, I got a house over here and it's a big one, two stories, and it's got a fluffy this and a fluffy that. And I'm like, yeah, great. You know, and I'm thinking, where's mine? Why don't I have a car? You know, or why don't I have a house like that? Or why don't I have a job like that? And then I measure people's lives by the car that they drive or the clothes that they wear. And I measure their happiness by the way that they dress and the way that, and who they interact with and about how many jet skis they have or when they go to the river or when they go skiing. I measure like, or they go to Hawaii, man, that's paradise, you know. That's, boy, you got a good life, man. And I think, well, why don't I go to Hawaii? How come I don't have that life, you know? And oh, you got a family. Oh, wow, you know. And I envision Beaver to Leave It to Beaver, you know. I envision that family instead of the reality of knowing that I cannot measure anybody's, my insides by your outsides, but I do it all the time because I don't even know what that means. I don't know that every time I look at you and want what you have, I'm really measuring my insides based on your outsides, and there's no way for those two to interchange, so I always remain wanting. Mm.